Blog Talk Radio. A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I'm your host for the show. Today, we are covering the topic of Convention Hall, which is in Asbury Park, New Jersey. The reason why we chose this particular topic because it's a landmark in Asbury Park. And if you're thinking of visiting New Jersey or Asbury Park or the region, Monmouth County, it's an excellent place to find show tickets. We wanted to tell you a little bit how to get through and navigate Asbury Park in Monmouth County and Neptune and where to find information. So if you wanted to visit, you probably would go to www.visitnj.org/city/Asbury-Park. And you will find a lot, loads of information there, how to plan your trip, industry links, and New Jersey State links, all about tourism and events scheduled in Asbury Park. And Convention Hall, which is our topic for today. Now, just to tell you a little bit about Asbury Park and where Convention Hall is located, we'll give you a brief synopsis that they have here at visitnewjersey.org. It says, this historic short town features one of the best beaches in the state. Along with endless sand, great surf, and unlimited fun, you'll find a revitalized boardwalk that's better than ever, unique shops, eclectic restaurants, with breathtaking views, and the crown jewel, the restored Paramount Theater, and the Convention Hall. There's pictures here if you wanted to see the historic Convention Hall or Paramount Theater where shows are held. And I can tell you more about those shows surfing over to Wiki, which is Wikipedia. So if you want to learn more about Convention Hall from Wiki, you can go to wikipedia.org/Asbury_Park_Convention Hall_Hall. And there you'll find loads of information about events. So I wanted to tell you what they said there. It says all about the Convention Hall. It says Asbury Park Convention Hall. And it says Asbury Park Convention Hall is a 3,600-seat indoor exhibit center located on the boardwalk and on the beach in Asbury Park, which is in Monmouth County, New Jersey, of the United States. It was built between 1928 and 1930 and is used for sports, concerts, and other special events. Adjacent to the Convention Hall is the Paramount Theater. Both are connected by a grand arcade. Both structures are listed in the National Register of Historic Places. My name is Tammy Joyner here at Ethereal Parenting, and we're discussing some of the venues that we have here in Monmouth County. And we're in Neptune, New Jersey, but this is like a kindred city to Asbury Park. It's a connecting city. It's about, I guess, about 15 blocks to Asbury. And at some points we connect, you know, at the line, but we're on located. We're about 15 blocks from Asbury Park. I can go from Corley's Avenue down to, Memorial Drive, and that would be Asbury Park, just a block or two over. So it's very easy and convenient to walk to. I can go from here to Ocean Grove, which is a connecting city, to Asbury Park, which is very historic in value. And there's a lot of monuments and pictures, and we posted some at Flickr. And we posted some of our pictures also of the Convention Hall at Flickr. And we would like to invite you to go ahead and, you know, take the time to study Asbury Park if you're thinking of visiting the Convention Hall. The first official convention was held in Convention Hall was the annual meeting of New York Friars Club on July 5th of 1930. Since that time, the hall had hosted countless conventions, community meetings, sporting events, trade shows, and antique automobile shows. Since 1951, the Monmouth County Cotillion Society has held its annual debutante ball at Convention Hall. The ball is also the alternative venue for Asbury Park Easter Parade in the event of inclement weather. Since February of 2008, Convention Hall has been the home venue for Jersey Shore Roller Girls roller derby league. So there's a lot of things going on, from kid attractions such as the Cotillion, which is part of the high school graduation and girls dress in white wedding-like gown, and they dance with their fathers, and they dance with other kids and other invited guests, and they put on a show, a really beautiful show, and they're thanked and greeted for being a part of, you know, such programming, and also it's a part of their, you know, graduation, high school ceremonies. So I had a chance to go to the Convention Hall Paramount Theater to see this Cotillion, and it was a very attractive show. It was a very interesting show. It was a captivating show, and it was very nice to be able to say that I have been a part of that as far as an audience member. So I do enjoy these things at these particular places. We're not just endorsing them and just, you know, calling out different particulars. We also, I took the baby, my son Marcel Green, when he was a small child, to a circus at the Convention Hall Paramount Theater Center. It was almost like a little complex there, and we had a chance to enjoy the circus there. We also had a chance to go for, because I'm a part of the, was a part of the Asbury Park Band, I was able to play at the Convention Hall. So, you know, we were thinking once, we were like, we would like to do some performing because, you know, we talked about Theory of Maternity Togetherness, BCD, and we were thinking, like, what about venues here? So we were thinking about, there's always the Asbury Park High School for $500 to get the stage and the auditorium. They'll give you rent that if it's available for $500. And I was like, we can always do that. Then there are always small clubs that we can rent for under $500. And then there's always, like, you know, that progression. Like, you know, you start with your backyard, or you do a block party in front of the house. And then they say the next thing is to do is to go to, like, a small club, and you do a small venue. And then in possession, the next thing would be, you know, the high school that's getting, you know, up there is kind of big, you know, because a lot of cheers, you know, whatever crowd your size you're trying to control or trying to, you know, complete. That will be next. And then they say, you know, on up, you would go on to your convention center in your neighborhood. So it was like, wow, I played in the high school already when I was in high school, you know, with the band, and I played the convention center with the band. And, you know, we've done some parades in the street, you know, so that's kind of like the block party outside doors type thing. And, you know, only thing we really haven't done was, like, the backyard party, you know. It's like, wow, but, you know, we did, you know, have some times where we around the house we did play, you know, on the porches and stuff like that. So, but to be a solo act, or not really a solo act, but a duet act and a family act, that particular, you know, stage is another step in another direction. So we were thinking about, these are the places that you've already gone, and so you, all you have to do is, like, go back over it. So we were thinking about the convention hall, you know, as the top of the line, like the biggest place in our county, or the biggest place in our, you know, immediate region, local region, to play, you know, like, considering it like the top of the line, it will take some time to get there, and, you know, making it the best thing to do, you know, once you, you know, have achieved, you know, recording and have achieved, you know, some other venues, smaller venues, and then some bigger things, treatment like you're supposed to, and keeping it, you know, as high post as possible. That would be the forte of, you know, your career, kind of like playing, you know, the convention hall, because of the amount of people, it can hold thousands of people. And, you know, other, you know, venues and spots hold about 100 people. Some of them hold about 500 people. Some people hold about, you know, you can't get but 50 or 40 or 30 people in the room, you know. Just like we noticed that while we were looking at other venues in Asbury Park, there's also, if you're, if the weekend at the shore in, is in your plans, check out the Berkeley Oceanfront Hotel, one of the grand hotels of a bygone era. It recently restored 250 suites and rooms, often offering modern luxury and classic beauty just steps away from the Convention Hall and Paramount Theater. So a lot of people like to go there to lodge, but they also know that there's a you know, place to have particulars as far as events and whatever type of music or concerts. I've been in there to go to a couple parties, and I also been in there to go to a fashion show. so they have events within, and I had a chance to explore it a little bit, and I told you in the show prior that they have a open-to-the-public type bar setting, and it's a really small room that's on the, I think it's Ocean Avenue, and you can go right in and have a drink, and it's a perfect room for to have a book, you know, a book launch or anything like that, and, you know, have some virgin daiquiris, you know, for the kids, and try to have, you know, them dress once or twice, you know, and do something like that. So it's a beautiful area over there. And I want to talk to you a little bit more about the Asbury Park Convention Hall. My name is Tammy Jordan. You're here at Theory of Parenting, and we're talking about some of the features in Asbury Park. And so most notably, we wanted to talk about the Asbury Park Convention Hall. It gives some history on the information, so I wanted to read that. It says, in 1916, Asbury Park Mayor Clarence E. F. Heckrich hired famed architect firm McKim to design a convention center for the block just north of the city, Atlantic Square, between 6th and Sunset Avenue. The firm submitted a plan that called for 5,000 seats, venue costing $75,000 to construct. However, city funding founders, James A. Bradley, owned the block in question, then the home of the aging Asbury Park Auditorium, and refused to sell the plot to the city. After Bradley's death in 1921, department store owner Arthur Steinbeck purchased the auditorium property from Bradley's estate, demolished the auditorium, and constructed the Berkeley Carteret Hotel on the plot. So this is some history around that particular area. And so let's learn more about the convention hall. And it says, the convention hall, what we want to read here about it, hosted concerts and rock and roll, has been a mainstay at Convention Hall since 1950s. On June 30th, 1956, a concert by Frankie Ramone and the Teenagers at the hall ended prematurely when a fist fight in the audience erupted into a full-scale riot. Three people were stabbed, and then the mayor, Roland Hines, threatened a citywide ban on rock and roll performances. So initially in the 50s, they had some situations where blocks ready. So initially we had some you know, up eruptions in the convention hall. They threatened to ban all rock and roll and music, you know, so that there will be no more performances. The band never came back, which was the Teenagers and Frankie. And so by the mid-60s, promoters got together and started booking acts at the convention hall, including some of the bands who would go on to achieve legendary status. Between 1965 and 1975, the convention hall booked the Black Sabbath, the Beach Boys, James Brown, the Byrds, Ray Charles, the Dave Clark Five. The Doors played there, Janis Joplin, Otis Redding, Kiss, The Rolling Stone, Temptation, Pink Floyd, and The Who Band. Led Zeppelin played Convention Hall the evening of August 16, 1969, after their manager, Pete Grant, rejected an invitation to Woodstock. So this is some serious competition. Sometimes they refuse to go to grand historic festivals like the Woodstock festivals and decided to play Convention Hall in Asbury Park instead. So, you know, that's not only Bruce Springsteen, you know, there's a lot of other people who have a lot to do with the Convention Hall, the foundation of the concert hall, and also, legendary stories such as the ones that we're hearing today. And so my name is Tammy Joyner here at Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. And we're talking about Convention Hall in Asbury Park, and we're learning a little bit about the history of Convention Hall and some of the people who played Convention Hall and some of the people who actually, you know, had a foundation. So we're going to come up today. Beginning in the late 1990s, Convention Hall gained a strong association with Bruce Springsteen, and that's where I was talking about the boss. He held rehearsals for upcoming tours there with fans standing outside to get early ideas of what the show would bring. Some ticket taking it public rehearsal shows and several December holiday shows in conjunction with the MAX. The large lighted sign on the top of the convention hall now readings from Asbury Park in reference to Springsteen 1973 debut album Greetings from Asbury Park. So he had an album. Things are influential and things are, you know, you think it's just a sign saying Greetings from Asbury Park because it's a general salutation. But basically, this has something to do with Bruce Springsteen in 1973. He has an album that says Greetings from Asbury Park. So our sign then there says Greetings from Asbury Park, all tribute to Bruce Springsteen. So during the 1990s, a lot of information and a lot of associations were gained, and the place became popular, and, you know, a lot of people knew how to go out, fans knew how to go out and stand around and, you know, get a ticket and, you know, listen to rehearsals and, you know, do a lot of things over there because the boss was around. So that definitely helped the city a lot, and I guess that's why we have such a strong association. So during 2000, acts included Bob Dylan, Deftones, it included Slipknot, Taproot, Papa Roach, Fear Factory, Slaves on Dope, Boys Hit Cars, Stan, 50 Cent, Face to Face, Jimmy Eat World, Starting Line, Dream Theater, and so many more. I think Whitney Houston was popular for the Berkeley Carteret, and also I think she was popular for the Convention Hall as well. I don't know if she actually played here, but it's definitely a place where I do believe she did play. I don't have any history on it, but she was always a popular name here too, and it's not mentioned in this particular information, but it's definitely worth the research if you wanted to find out. And nearby attractions, they have the legendary Stone Pony, and so you can always find more music there. That's what it's all about. You can eat, drink, and, you know, watch the beach and the tides roll in, but, you know, there's always music in Asbury Park. That's our show for this time. Until next time.